Good morning, Oak River. Happy Easter. I'm Alex, and today, instead of reading a scripture, I would like to read a poem to you all that's about how M&Ms can represent Easter. It's called The Sweet Truth of Easter. These candies tell a story, the best you'll ever hear. It's about Jesus dying on the cross so that we could be brought near. So hold them and turn them, and you will see the M become a W, an E, and a 3. The E stands for Easter, God's everlasting love and his eternal plan. It reminds us of the cross and the way God rescued sinful man. The 3 represents the 3 days Jesus spent in the grave. By his death, his children he did save. The M reminds us of the Messiah, the mercy he showed as he died in our place, and the miracle of the resurrection so we can see him face to face. The W reminds us that he alone is worthy of our worship and praise and calls us to be his witness around the world for all days. So let's all stand up and worship Jesus.
Thank you. how you drove back the sea, swallowed up my every fear. I have walked from the shore to the deep, and through it all, you were there. Mighty Redeemer, strong to deliver, you are the great. Every crown for the way you saved us. We crown you with every crown for the way you love us. And high King of heaven, we crown you the Lord of all. I have watched how you led through the by day and fire by night, guiding me to your promised land, every step by my side. Mighty Redeemer, strong to deliver, you are the
shout out or something this morning, because man, we have an amazing victory.
Yeah.
And you know, he's worthy of a shout, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
There I was on death row, guilty in the first degree. Son of God hanging on a hill, hell was my destiny. The crowd was shouting, crucify. Could have come from these lips of mine. The dirty shame was killing me. would take a miracle to wash me clean. And then I read. God, it filled my lungs.
Thank you, Lord.
And the Holy Ghost awakened me. Yeah, the Holy Ghost awakened me.
Yeah.
When I read the red letter and the ground began to shake. Fall on us today is grace. I know some of us walk around wondering, well, it's there. It's on us. His grace, His mercy, His love, which is the greatest of all, huh? His love. The moon and stars, they wept. The sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. His body on the cross, His blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon Him. Final breath He gave, His heaven looked away, the Son of God was laid in darkness. A battle in the grave, war on death's way, the power of hell forever broken. The ground began to shake, the stone was rolled.
The Lamb has overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome.
One more.
We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb has overcome.
Come on now. Yeah.
Thank you.
Overcome.
Well, I was so blessed. I knew I was lost. Death and darkness were my only song. I needed someone to come rescue me. Then mercy heard my plea.
Lord, you found me, you healed me. You called me from the grave. You gave me a real love. I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away. Oh, now I'm living like I'm forgiven. You came and set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. You gave me beauty. Guilty stains. Now I'm living day to day by your grace. So excuse me if I can't, or if I can't contain my praise. Cause I know that I've been saved. Yeah.
Oh Lord, you found me, you healed me, you brought me from the real love, I thank you, Jesus. You washed my sins away. Now I'm living, I'm forgiven. You came and set me free.
That's what your mercy did for me.
Set me free.
that's it. So who will roll the stone back? Who's rolling the stone back today?
Yeah.
From your tomb.
Yeah.
Mark 16. Then they looked up and saw that it had been rolled back. It was a huge stone. And they just walked right in. They walked right in. Is that lost? They walked right in. The stone was rolled back and they just walked right in.
Wow.
They saw a young man sitting on the right side, sitting dressed all in white. Not bloody rags, all in white. Okay. He said, don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus, the one they nailed on the cross. He's been raised up. They rolled back the stone. The stone's been rolled back. He's been raised up. He's here no longer. And you can see for yourselves that this place is empty. So who's rolling back the stone for you? Right? What's stopping you? What's stopping you from being dressed all in white? Nothing. Jesus already did it. Right? We just have to accept it. I think it's great. We get to celebrate Easter. We do it once a year, but really, I mean, how often can we do it? We can do it anytime, right? That's the great thing about it. We get to celebrate what he did for us. I mean, he's the original pay it forward guy, right? Think about it. But, yeah, I find that just incredible that, you know, we sometimes we don't even know what we've done, you know. And I've been a little convicted of this morning because I had not had a great attitude about a lot of the holidays and those kinds of things. But that's just me. So I'm a little resistant sometimes. I'll confess. But Jesus is rolling the stone back for me. He's transforming me every single day, right? And I'm praying that he does that for you too.
Amen.
The ushers are going to come through. We're going to do our offering, and we're going to go into the message. So I just want to pray over the offering this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for everything, really, for rolling back the stone on every part of our lives. For taking all of the dirt and the grime off of us and making us 100% new, fresh, clean. You did what nobody else could. You did what we cannot do for ourselves. So we just want to bless this offering this morning, Lord. Thank you for the faithful. Thank you for the people that are here today. Thank you for your sacrifice again and again and again. Thank you that we get to celebrate. That we get to celebrate you.